Democrats use doctor previously accused of botched abortion in attack ad against pro-life congressional candidate. By Katherine Hamilton on October 13, 2022. The House Majority PAC has recently run a political attack ad against Nevada Republican congressional candidate April Becker featuring an OB/GYN suggesting Becker's pro-life views will lead to the potential for botched, back-alley abortions. Before Roe v. Wade, doctors saw plenty of botched, back-alley abortions, and far too many women died. Never did I think that we would be back here as a nation. But politicians like April Becker have led us to this moment. Las Vegas Dr. Adam Levy claimed in the ad entitled Led Us Here. Becker is so anti-abortion, her extreme backers would ban all abortions. Even in cases of rape, incest, or to save the life of the mother. April Becker is a dangerous threat to the women of Nevada. Watch. But the same doctor featured in the ad attacking Becker was once himself sued for alleged malpractice for allegedly botching an abortion in 2007 which led to a woman's death. In 2010, the co-administrators of the woman's estate filed the lawsuit in the 8th Judicial District Court out of Clark County against Levy and A to Z Women's Center on behalf of the woman's three remaining children, who were minors at the time. The plaintiffs alleged that as a result of the negligence of the defendants, and each of them, and of the staff, doctor, nurses, the decedent was subjected to the performance of an abortion and post-operative care that fell below the standard of care for this procedure in the state of Nevada and in any state in the United States. Breitbart News has chosen to omit the identity of the deceased woman and her three children, though the woman was 27 years old at the time. According to the complaint, Dr. Levy performed the abortion on November 3, 2007. The woman allegedly experienced excessive blood loss, was transported to a local hospital, and later passed away that evening. The complaint includes a declaration from Wyoming-based Dr. Cheryl Edwards about the nature of the woman's alleged injuries and subsequent death. Dr. Edwards alleged that the suction tube into the uterus took a wrong direction toward the left fallopian tube and ovary area instead of going towards the top of the uterus as required. She alleged that the perforation of the uterus veered to the left 1.3 inches above the cervix and caused a 2-inch laceration to the left adnexi and the paracervical vein and artery which caused a great amount of blood loss by the woman. Edwards alleged in the declaration, "It is the opinion of your declarant that the hemoperitoneum which occurred due to the perforation of the uterus should rarely happen during the performance of an abortion. It is your declarant's opinion that within a reasonable degree of medical certainty that her death was caused by blood loss from the laceration to the uterus and associated blood vessels." Edwards also opined that the performance of the abortion and the post-operative care by the defendants were below the standard of care normally associated with this medical procedure in any state in the United States, she continued. The case was later dismissed with prejudice after the court approved three minor compromises, of which A to Z Women's Center and Levy are listed as debtors. The total settlement reached was for $20,000, $2,200 for attorney's costs, $7,900 for funeral costs, and $3,300 for each of the three children, according to court documents. Breitbart News reached out to Dr. Levy for comment. He replied, "Surgery has inherent risks, especially for those with pre-existing conditions. While I cannot reveal details due to HIPAA laws, I can say that in the one instance you reference, the patient was delivered to the hospital alive and stable where another doctor assumed her care. I dispute any references to mishandled procedures. It is simply false and misleading. Having performed more than 60K procedures, my complication rate is a fraction, sick, of the best general or plastic surgeon in this country. Pregnancy termination remains one of the safest procedures available in the USA. Furthermore, as you already know, medical malpractice claims often have no relationship to the quality of care provided." Breitbart News also reached out to the House Majority PAC asking for comment on the findings, as well as whether the PAC knew about the case before asking Levy to star in its April Becker attack ad. The PAC did not respond by time of publication. The House Majority PAC, which supports Democrats with television and digital advertising in key House races, has notably raised more than $36 million in September, nearly $55 million since July, and $134 million this campaign season, The New York Times reported on October 4. Lastly, Breitbart News reached out to Representative Susie Lee, DNV, the incumbent Democrat candidate who is running against Becker, and asked if the Congresswoman wished to comment on the findings, given that the PAC supports her re-election. Both her current office and her campaign office did not respond by time of publication. The race between Becker and Lee appears to be a close one, though not much polling has been done. A July poll from RMG Research placed Becker 3 points ahead of Lee, 44-41%, within the survey plus or minus 4.9% margin of error. Overall, Nevada is one of the top states to watch ahead of the midterms, as GOP candidates down the ballot appear to be narrowly surpassing their Democrat opponents in the historically purple state.